When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Bovino Vineyards in the beautiful hills of Templeton, home to a diverse collection of standalone varietals and beautiful blends. Owner Dan Souza, grape grower and dairy farmer, chose the name Bovino, bovine for his dairy herd, and vino for his wines. Winemaker Steve Anglum says, if it's been a while or you haven't had a chance to visit Bovino, now is the time. Bovino Vineyards on El Pomar in Templeton open Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Enjoy the brilliant wines, the cozy tasting room, or out on the deck with breathtaking views.
Hi, my name is Austin Streamland. At Slow Heating and Air, our passion for delivering exceptional quality and service never wavers. We're a family business serving our neighbors with honest service you can trust. We can help you fix, maintain, and install new heating and air conditioning systems.
And if another company says something big's broken,
call us for a second opinion.
805-423-5119. That's 805-423-5119. San Luis Obispo Heating and Air Conditioning, Inc., keeping you in the comfort zone.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecue tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, January 8th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
San Miguel Fire Department implements new real-time digital alert system. CAL FIRE warns of invasive oak-killing pest sightings in California. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-50s. It's 37 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The San Miguel Fire Department announced they have implemented the new HAS Alert Safety Cloud system. This new technology was funded in part by a grant received from the California Office of Traffic Safety. HAS Alert is a public safety solution that alerts drivers using navigation systems that emergency vehicles are approaching or working on a scene. California's move-over laws require that drivers slow down and change lanes for active emergency vehicles. The San Miguel Fire Department says, however, flashing lights and sirens often don't provide enough warning to drivers, especially at high speeds or in poor visibility. The new HAS system will provide warnings through navigation apps and in-vehicle dashboards for some newer models. The system requires no action from drivers. The first event to honor the life and legacy for Norma Moy will be a rosary vigil tonight at 5 p.m. at the Kiel Nicolay Funeral Home in Paso Robles. Then a funeral mass will be held January 9th at 11 a.m. at St. Rose, with a graveside service at 1 p.m. Finally, on February 28th, will be a celebration of life for Norma, held at the Mid-State Fairgrounds in the Estrella Building starting at 11 a.m. If you would like to donate to honor Norma Moy's legacy, consider donating to the Paso Robles Historical Society. Invasive oak killing pest spotted in Ventura County, Cal Fire says. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazing Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazing Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazingbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo announced that an invasive oak tree pest has been spotted in Ventura County. The invasive gold-spotted oak borer, or GSOB, is a beetle native to southern Arizona and is considered an invasive pest. Large oaks, according to Cal Fire, can die within just a few years of infestation. GSOBs travel and spread through the movement of infested firewood. Cal Fire says the first GSOB infested coast live in Oaktura, Ventura County, was identified in August of 2024. And a second oak has been spotted in 2025 that's dead, followed by several other dead oaks in May. Cal Fire recommends residents to be aware of this pest and inspect local oaks when possible for signs of GSOBs. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District invites parents to attend their transitional kindergarten, or TK, and kindergarten parent information night ahead of enrollment for the 26 to 27 school year. This event will be held Tuesday, January 20th at 5:30 p.m. at the high school's Performing Arts Center. The meeting will give parents the information they need about program options, eligibility, enrollment requirements, and expectations for TK and K students. Enrollment will be open from February 2nd through February 20th. When enrolling students, families will need to provide a copy of their child's birth certificate, immunization records, identification, and proof of address. The California Mid-State Fair has announced for the first time in fair history, there will be a special pre-fair headline concert a day before the fair's official opening. This year, Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, and country star Chris Stapleton will rock the Chumash Grandstand Arena Tuesday, July 14th. Tickets go on sale next week on Friday, January 16th at 10 a.m., available online only at midstatefair.com. Chris Stapleton is a Kentucky-born musician nominated in previous years for Best Country Song, Best Country Solo Performance, and Best Country Duo Group Performance category. Stapleton has worked with Adele, Taylor Swift, Bruno Mars, Ed Sheeran, Justin Timberlake, and more. CEO of the Mid-State Fair, Colleen Bayorquez, said, quote, "It is an honor and privilege to host and present an artist of Chris Stapleton's caliber." In sports for the NFL, in the playoffs, KPRL have the Rams and Panthers game on Saturday at 1 p.m. Then tripleheader on Sunday, January 11th, we'll have the Bills and Jaguars, the 49ers and Eagles, and the Chargers and Patriots. In the NBA, yesterday the Warriors beat the Bucks 120-113, the Spurs over the Lakers 107-91, the Knicks beat the Clippers 123-111. Tonight, the Mavericks will face the Jazz, the Heat will go against the Bulls, the Cavaliers will face the Timberwolves, and the Hornets will face the Pacers. In California news, reality TV personality Spencer Pratt says he will run for L.A. mayor as a Republican. Pratt said, quote, "This just isn't a campaign. This is a mission, and we're going to expose the system." The private attorney for Nick Reiner has resigned from his case for unknown reasons. Nick Reiner is accused of murdering his parents, Rob and Michelle Reiner, in their home on December 14th. The attorney, Alan Jackson, says he does not believe Reiner is guilty of murder. Governor Gavin Newsom is expected to deliver his final State of the State address to lawmakers in Sacramento at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. 2026 is Newsom's final year for his term as governor and cannot run for a third term under California law. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California news coming up next.
It's the time of the year that we reflect on how quickly the days, months, and years fly by. It's the end of one new year and the beginning of a new one. We think about the resolutions we made, the ones we kept, and the ones we didn't. Well, as the new year begins, it's time to clean the slate and resolve again. Well, here at Davis Body Shop, our New Year's resolutions haven't changed in over 50 years. And that's why we're still here, while others have come and gone. You see, our New Year's resolutions are simple. Being honest and fair, giving you the best value, and making sure your experience is a pleasant one. Oh, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee? That says it all. Happy New Year from the Davis family. Davis Body Shops on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Illinois Soybean Association outreach agronomist Stephanie Porter says that according to her on-farm trials, sulfur deficiencies are becoming more widespread across the state and potentially in other states. She explains what researchers have learned and what it could mean for future nutrient management decisions.
We're not seeing that necessarily where you are in the state. I think it depends on a lot of different things. And some is organic matter, some is temperature at planting, and then overall, just how much sulfur do you have in your soil? Because some have been adding sulfur with other products as well as to corn. And so that also influences whether or not you have, you know, sulfur available.
Porter states that she has found that fields with higher organic matter seem to have higher sulfur levels.
We're also seeing a lot of possible responses, not a lot, a few responses in fields that have high organic matter. So think no-till or cover crops.
Porter's research will continue when it comes to sulfur in farming. When it comes to sulfur in farming, Porter says that the research will continue, especially in high organic matter fields, especially in larger high organic tracts. With today's Line on Agriculture Report, I'm Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Durringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Durringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Durringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. After a dry start to December, a series of recent storms brought rain and snow to much of California, deepening the snowpack in the Sierra Nevada and bolstering water supplies for the state. As of last week, the statewide snowpack has risen to 71% of average, according to an announcement by the California Department of Water Resources. The dry conditions and warmer temperatures in early December delayed our snow building season, but the return of storm activity, especially in the last week, helped to build a solid base for this year's snowpack, said Angelica Fabiana Leon, hydrometeorologist for DWR. Thankfully, the recent storms that reached the state were cold enough to provide necessary benefits for the snowpack and our water supply. While California is in a better position now, it is still early in the season, and our state's water supply for the year will ultimately depend on a continued cadence of storms throughout the winter and early spring. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. CHP reports there is a hit and run with no injuries on the southbound US 101 just south of Monterey Road. CHP says a black BMW was hit and is a partial traffic hazard in the number 2 lane. The reported party says the vehicle will not move. CHP has a unit en route. Again, there is a hit and run with no injuries on the US 101 South, just south of Monterey Road, where a black BMW was hit and is partially in the number 2 lane. CHP has a unit en route. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-50s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows right around 30, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny Monday through Thursday next week. Mid-60s on Saturday and Sunday, upper 60s Monday and Tuesday, low 70s on Wednesday, 73 a week from today. Currently, it is 37 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. KPRL News Time is 722.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are lower in early trading following a tame report on the job market. 208,000 new claims were filed for unemployment benefits last week, a modest increase. The monthly employment report is released Friday. President Trump says he wants to increase the U.S. defense budget by half next year to $1.5 trillion. Northrop Grumman shares opened up 8.5%. Lockheed Martin added 6% at the open, and General Dynamics is up 4%. Rust-Oleum's parent company, RPM International, says it was impacted by the government shutdown. Its profit declined in the period. The stock is down 4%. Costco Wholesale says its comparable sales were up 7% in the 5 weeks ending January 4th. The stock's up 1.5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. He's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
We need help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Lindsay here from Cajon's Jewelry Company. Today, we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for Cajon's to create something deeply personal. Our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. Cajon's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own Cajon's designs in the coming year.
Happy New Year! Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech ready to go, and it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero, your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 238-5775. Of course, you can text that, but you should know that by now. 238-KPRL to join us here on The Right Choice.
KPRL. KPRL.
Well, this cat be talking about, I wonder who could it be?
The Morning Exchange.
Coming up this afternoon, and Eric will be in for Karen on Sound Off 12:30 till 2, and have on Lisa Major. They'll be talking about human trafficking. All right, lots of email and a couple of texts this morning regarding what took place yesterday. And let's see here on the text. I think we should wait before we judge. Okay, and it says, I've seen other videos from before the shooting when she drove through an agent to get away. Let's see here. It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy that somebody could be that stupid or blind. If they get themselves killed, it's a shame. I don't know about the shame stuff, and I'm definitely not with the tragedy thing on that. Again, we overuse words. People may do stupid things, and we got 330 million people in this country. Let's see, what else do we have? The AI, we've got that. Let's see here. Kevin, there is a video that shows the vehicle actually hitting the ICE agent. I'll try and find it and send it to you. Yeah, I've heard about that, and I haven't seen it. That's why I'm going like, okay, all I saw was the one we discussed earlier this morning. All right, justified shooting. We watched multiple videos of the ICE shooting. An officer was hit by her vehicle. The officer had seconds to respond without knowing what was in that lunatic's head. She was told to stop and get out of the vehicle and instead hit the gas pedal. The woman was a known agitator and was there to do just that. Also, citizens shouldn't be given an app to track where and when ICE agents will be doing raids. We believe it was totally justified. I agree with that app thing, too. Let's see what else here on the email. Noam also stated that the same officer had previously been dragged by a vehicle during a separate protest operation in June. All right. Let's see here. The lady that was killed in Minnesota was encouraged to go beyond legally advisable protesting of the ICE actions. She was told by politicians to encumber ICE operations by following, honking, etc. They suggested inserting themselves into the operations, not to stay outside perimeters and protest. She chose to use a car. In the proximity and the situation, that car is a lethal weapon, no different than a knife, sword, gun, hammer, etc. Start wielding a weapon around any law enforcement officers doing their assigned task, and a bad outcome for you should not be a surprise. The idiot politicians riling these vulnerable people are to blame. I agree with that 100%. 100%. This is kind of funny. let's see here. I'll just change this a little bit. Regarding the call earlier this morning expressing his oppositions to concealed carry weapons, there are a lot like him in North County that have grown up with guns but never had any real defense handgun training. Like he said, we all have our information sources, but it's impossible to make an informed decision on these issues without good defense handgun training that is not very common, especially around here. It says, I invite Squirrel Hunter and all such Elmers to attend my free class described in the attached flyer. That's from Dave Durringer. I like the Elmers. pretty funny description. All right, maybe you folks have some thoughts on what took place yesterday. And again, the folks behind the scenes send the sheep in, and the sheep listen to they blindly follow the leaders, and then the sheep get slaughtered one way or the other, and the leaders, they'll never say this, but I believe it, they're somewhat happy about it because that just agitates up more people that are ill-informed or want to do harm to our country, et cetera, et cetera. Let's see here, another one on the shooting. If you notice, the one common denominator with these shooters over the past 5 years, it's their chosen gender. Okay. Another one here. Oh, that's the video. I'll take a look at that a little bit later today when I have time. So anyway, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. And also we had the discussion about AI and the perfect world. Is it possible and do we want that? Do we really want the so-called perfect world? And if you're just joining us, this has to do with somebody who sent an email last hour. Let me just repeat this. It's from Elon Musk. He's predicting, well, the email wasn't from him. Elon has predicted that within 10 to 20 years, artificial intelligence and robotics will advance to the point where human work becomes optional and effectively nobody will have to work out of necessity. I think that's dangerous, extremely dangerous. Because if they don't have to work out of necessity, where's the money coming from? The rest of us sheep that work, which is happening now anyway. So, all right, you got that. The AI things in this Minnesota. Let's see here. Oh, okay, told by the politicians. Another duplicate email. So, anyway, it's sometimes you get to the point, and I've mentioned this over the years on these cities with the people they elect their leaders. Do you feel sorry for people in these cities? You have the mayor F-bomb about the ICE agents before he got much information, and that incites people. That incites people. So, again, you know, even in some areas here in town where if they want criminals to live in their neighborhoods, have at it. Have at it. If you want to live like that, go ahead. Go ahead. The rest of us somehow are able to protect ourselves. Even the maybe even the Elmers be able to protect ourselves. Do call back on that line, because when you call in for X amount of periods of time, it'll automatically, that's the system because of all the lines that we have here and the connections and so forth. So anyway, that's we'll see where this goes. You know, one of the things, the first caller this morning, you know, he says he goes to different sources to, you know, watch or get information, which I agree with. But one of the things because since baseball season is over, I'm watching more news, and particularly on Fox. And one of the things that I don't like about Fox, their news is their clips. They cut them off very quickly. They particularly on both the guy I don't like, Jesse Waters, and on Laura Ingraham's show. When they do clips, I realize that there's time constraints that they go by. It's, you know, same thing in radio. But it's just that the way they cut them off, I go, that is almost the cuts are before a sentence has been completed, and I don't like that. I think that's somehow somewhat manipulating. But again, that's just me. But the Laura, I enjoy listening to Laura, but not Jesse. I like that Johnny thing that he does. But anyway, maybe you have some thoughts on that, because you can almost tell by some of the way they clip them off that there's a little bit more to come. So you can cut them off at a particular word in their statement that can be somewhat considered manipulated. And it's done. Matter of fact, my first year in radio, I saw it done. The lady that was doing news for the radio station, I heard her do the interview with this person because I was somewhat the engineer. I was recording it for her, so I was in the room when she, and I forget who it was. It was somebody, an official in Thousand Oaks. And when she played it back the next day, I didn't say anything to her because I was just low man on the totem pole. I thought, man, that's not what he said. That's not what he said. You cut it off at a particular time to make it sound like it was, you know, something different. So that was a very early lesson. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Happy New Year. But it's not your system that drops people off. It's the cell phone system. That automatically, if it doesn't connect, the cell company kills the call. That's why you get a dial tone.
Dale, it's amazing how much you know about the telephone system that was set up by our engineer and the telephone company here at KPRL. You are amazing. You are AI.
Well, that's why you get a dial.
You are AI. You are absolutely AI, Dale, to know how our phone system was set up, again, by our engineer and by the phone company. You're an amazing individual, and that's why when you go in front of the councils and so forth, nobody listens to you. Nobody listens to you. Bag of wind. Just like to hear yourself talk. All right, let's see here on the email. 100% Trump, and I support her here. Was she trying to drive away? Yes. Was she trying to run over the agent? No. That shooting was absolutely unnecessary. Okay, this came from, again, a 100% Trump, and I support her. To the person that sent this in, I have a question that I'll hopefully be able to answer myself, because I do have a question. Have you seen all the videos regarding this? The couple I saw, like the first caller this morning, I didn't see anything. I know that the officer was near the vehicle, but I didn't see the officer in front of the vehicle where he could have gotten hit. But again, I'll wait to see this other video that somebody sent me. And the other thing is, regardless, she was told to stop. And I guess she was being a pain in the neck all day, which I guess by law she has a right to. But what kind of mental state was she in? And it gets to my point about leaders. When you rile up people like the, apparently like her, what responsibility do you have? Should not have the mayor and the governor immediately after or even before said, hey, we need to have calm or anything like that? No. They, even before this incident happened, they, you know, name call, the Gestapo, Nazis, get the F out of here, do this, do that. So to my point a few minutes ago, okay, maybe I should leave. Then we'll find out about the fraud in Minnesota, soon in California, and let those people reap what they voted for. Only time will tell. Time will tell. All right, what else do we have going around here? Oh, this is some good news. California, three San Luis Obispo County towns have made the list of most peaceful places to live in California. How about that? It's, how convenient. It's Money, Inc. just released a new survey of the 30 most peaceful places to live in California, and three San Luis Obispo County towns made the list. Cumbria was the top local finisher on the guide at number four behind Susanville, Thousand Oaks, and Eureka, not Wairika. All right, so who made? San Luis Obispo landed at number 18, followed immediately by Paso Robles at 19. Okay, and this Money, Inc. posted the list, and it featuring places where residents enjoy slower rhythms, lower crime rates, and connections to nature and neighbors. All right. It says Cumbria's slower pace makes it particularly suitable if you're asking refuge from or seeking refuge from faster-paced California cities. Cumbria's it's nice. I like the smell of the pines up there, but I would personally prefer Cayucas. I like Cayucas a lot. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, I was listening the last hour, the 6 o'clock hour, and you guys were kind of talking about the shooting and this kind of perfect society thing. And in regards to the shooting, the one thing you didn't mention is the man that was on the driver's side is not the man that shot her. There was a man in front of the car.
Oh, okay.
And the bullet came in through the front window.
Okay, I didn't see that video. Yeah, I didn't see that video.
Yeah, so it's not the man on the left that's trying to stop her. There was a man in front of the car. So even though she was turning forwards, she's still, and it's hard to tell if he was hit or not hit, but she was driving towards him. He tried to get out of the way, pulled his gun, and shot through the front window. And if you see the bullet holes in the car, there's one bullet through the front windshield. The man on the left or the driver's side could not possibly make that shot.
Okay, well, maybe the video that this guy sent me will show that, because, again, as I said, I didn't see that that view.
Yeah, I've seen it where it's the other video, and people have magnified it, so you kind of see what happens, and it's hard to tell if he was hit or not, but she did drive towards him, and I think if you do that to law enforcement, you're taking a risk with your own life, and that's what she did, and unfortunately, she lost it.
Well, you know, the first question I asked this morning was, when are people going to learn when law enforcement tells you to stop, get out of the car, whatever, you do what they ask you to do?
No, 100%. Whether they're in the right or wrong, you figure that out in court. You do what you're told at the time. And
right.
Then, you know, if you think they're in the wrong, then you can file a lawsuit or you can do whatever you want. But when you run or you disobey, you are taking sometimes your life or your freedom or whatever it may be into disregard. And there's no one else to blame but yourself, in my opinion.
Now, what do you think of the so-called leaders, the mayor or the governor of Minnesota, by, I think, instigating and making it emotional when they're calling ICE agents Gestapo agents, and they're the Nazis, and they're all these evil things, and tell them to get the F out. Don't you think that riles up particularly some people who may be mentally vulnerable?
No, I can't remember the name for that at the moment, but there is a name for that, and leaders know. It doesn't matter what side you're on. You know, there's a small sect of people that will follow directions, and it's the same, in my opinion, when Trump got the attempted assassinations. Basically, you had people saying this needs to be stopped, and you're actually, in my opinion, and I know that they know this as leaders, is there is a small sect of people that will take that as almost, okay, go do something, like, what, you know, you gotta engage in some kind of a revenge or whatever it may be. And yeah, unfortunately, you have people that are unhinged or unstable, and they will look at that as, okay, you know, I was told to do this, there's an okay, you know, we're dehumanizing these people, and it's okay for me to take some kind of action. And that's, you know, and I will tell you 100%, you know, a true leader of any stature knows that there's people like that, and they know what they're doing when they say it.
Do you think in some particular cases, particularly with the, I'll say the people that are behind the protesters who don't, in most cases, actually hit the streets with their followers, that the sacrifice of one or two people is okay with them, even though they won't say it publicly?
Oh, no, it's all about plausible deniability. And, yeah, they know that there's those people, and they can say, well, I never said to go shoot somebody, or I never said to, you know what I mean? So, yeah, 100%, these people know that, and they know there's people that, you know, especially when you look at, I don't care if it's the far right or the far left, there's people that are kind of unhinged and susceptible to this kind of rhetoric that we'll go out and do something that's, you know, tragic. You know, you've used that words a few times, but that is tragic when you take advantage of somebody to get them to do your dirty work that's, you know, a little bit unhinged or unstable.
Well, I like a word that's come into my vocabulary from someone I had a conversation with last week, is the people that do that are evil.
They are. They're evil, and honestly, they do know that they know what they're doing.
Yeah,
so yeah, it's sick. It really is kind of a sick thing to do, and you've seen it in politics now for, gosh, the last 3 or 4 years. It's been very horrendous what we've seen people doing, and what leadership has been telling them to do. And you've seen this with, you know, some of our top politicians, senators, congressmen. We've seen it with people like Harris and that administration. So
Look at Maxine Waters. She told people to harass Republicans when they're out and about at restaurants and so forth and so on. She was not held accountable for that.
Yeah, and then we have these shootings, like at the baseball game years ago. We've had Trump. We've had Charlie Kirk. It goes on and on and on, all kind of by these unhinged people that are susceptible to what other people say or what they believe they're told to do.
Mm, yeah. All right, we got to go, but thanks for your call as always. All right, we're going to head this way, exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The California Mid-State Fair has announced for the first time in fair history there will be a special pre-fair headline concert a day before the fair's official opening. This year, Grammy-winning singer, songwriter, and country star Chris Stapleton will rock the Chumash Grandstand Arena July 14th. Tickets go on sale Friday, January 16th at 10 a.m. Available online only at midstatefair.com. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo announced that an invasive oak tree pest has been spotted in Ventura County. The invasive gold-spotted oak borer, or GSOB, is a native beetle to southern Arizona. CAL FIRE recommends residents to be aware of this pest and inspect local oaks when possible. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-50s. It's 39 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Protesters descending on Minneapolis after Mayor Jacob Frey declared that ICE murdered a protester who gunned her SUV into ICE officers. Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem was asked if the agent used deadly force before or after Renee Good hit him with her SUV.
I know you keep asking that, but that doesn't mean that the FBI is going to give you an answer today. There will be an investigation. We want to make sure that it's factual.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
Minnesotans, I say this. I feel your anger. I'm angry.
Put the Minnesota National Guard on alert with outside groups from No Kings to climate change to communists mobilizing protesters, including to New York City today. Secretary of State Rubio, already overseeing the interim government of Venezuela, plans to sit down with Denmark next week about the U.S. designs on Greenland, saying we prefer to settle without military force. America's listening to Fox News.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. Where is he? Here we are. All right, sunshine today. Highs in the mid-50s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 20s to low 30s. Ugh. Upper 50s, sunny on your Friday. Seem to be missing a day. I don't know how. Mid-60s on Saturday and Sunday. Upper 60s on Monday and Tuesday. Could hit 70 on Wednesday. Low 70s a week from today. Yeah, going to need the weed whacker. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 7:14 a.m., 5:07 p.m. We are at 39 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at a reasonable price. Templeton Recreation Foundation, they have the youth scholarship program. And what this does, this helps out the Templeton Rec Department and goes to the youngsters there in the Templeton. Exclusively to cover registration costs for youth sports and recreation programs. And you can help out by simply going to TempletonRecFoundation.org. That's TempletonRecFoundation.org, and they appreciate it. All righty, more news from the city of Atascadero. Hoopsters, you adult basketball players, registration is now open. It ends March 2nd, and let's see here. We'll run on Sundays at the Colony Park Community Gym from March 22nd through June 7th, and with a couple of dates off. Of course, you have some holidays and Easter. And the season will include 7 regular season games, with each team guaranteed at least one game of the season for the tournament. And that will be June 6th and June 7th. Let's see here. All teams will be co-ed, and applications are accepted on the team basis only, with a minimum of 10 players and a maximum of 18. There'll be a team manager meeting the 16th at Colony Park Community. Remember, registration ends March 2nd. So get in, contact the city there, community services, and get those hamstrings and legs ready to go for some hoop. Community Calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles, and they serve lunch every day, and they have brunch on the weekends and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. All righty. It's 7 minutes away from 8 at the Right Choice, KPRL. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Well, you know, the Christmas thing is over, but we're only about, well, not about, almost a month away from another day, and that's Valentine's Day. Happy VD. All right, let's see here. On this Thursday, we have Kelly Menicky. Let's see here. Michael Sherwin, Brandon Roverstein, Tom O'Mahony, Betty Barrett, Randy Blythe, Lauren Linsadel, Kelly Dakin, John Harrison, Tracy McMahon, Jessica Christensen, Matt and Kayleen Lamas, and it says here the KPRL new guy, Chris Garcia, you're having a birthday today.
I am indeed.
Your buddy's taking you out?
No, my family is.
Okay, well, you'll get a better meal if your family takes you out than your buddies. And, oh, we also have this guy here. Let's see. Begins with an M. And, Matt Drake is having a birthday. He's got big fan of Jerry Jones. He's been a Cowboy fan his whole life, and he loves Jerry Jones. He just has posters of him and videos, the whole night thing. All right, on my right-hand side, let's see who else you may know of. Jose Farrar, the actor, Academy Award winner, 1912, 1992. Also on the list we have Larry Storch, F Troop, 1923 to 2022. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, one of my favorites of all time. If another guy wasn't on the list, this guy would go to the top of the list. William Soupman, Soupy Sales, the one and only, 1926-2009. Sander Van Oker, the news guy, 1928-2019. Let's see here. American trial lawyer Jerry Spence never lost a criminal case either as a prosecutor or defense, 1929-2025. Bill Graham, the Hall of Fame promoter, 1931-1991. Charles Osgood, 1933-2024. The Kang, Elvis, dying on the throne. He was born in 35 and, went away in 1977. Goldfinger, Shirley Bassey, 1937. The one and only, like this guy, Bob Eubanks, 1938. Country singer, Christy Lane, One Day at a Time, 1940. Also, we have on the list, Anthony Gourdin, lead singer of Little Anthony and the Imperials. He was born in 1941. Stephen Hawking, 1942-2018. Also, Robbie Krieger with The Doors, 1946. Mm-hmm. David Bowie. His real last name was David Jones, but he changed it because of the Davy Jones of the Monkees. 1947, he died a couple of years ago. I don't remember. Joe Reed, quarterback, 1948. Bruce Sutter, Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher, reliever, 1953. From the Go-Go's, Kathy Valentine, 1959. R. Kelly, the producer, 1967. Looking here, look. Jason Giambi, 1971, baseball. Billy Joe Hobart, quarterback, 1971. Onward we go. Who is on here? And that looks to be at the end of the list already. Okay, I guess it is, according to this. All right, pass it away on this day. How much time do we have? I'm running out of time. Kooky, Lend Me Your Comb, Eddie Burns, 2020. Yvonne DiCarlo, 2007, known from the Munsters. Dave Thomas, Wendy's, 2002. Matthew Beard, Stymie Beard, from the Our Gang films. He died in 1981. Also passing away on this day, who do we have? The inventor of the cotton gin, Eli Whitney, 1825. And the astronomer Galileo, 1642, Marco Polo, 1324, and, Pat Buttram. He was, Gene Autry's sidekick, but he was also Mr. Haney from Green Acres. He died in 1994, and I believe that is it. Yes, it is. All right, like I said, Soupy Sales would have gone to the top of the list, but I liked Elvis. I liked early Elvis songs. But, I mean, the man sold over 500 million records, so I may be the only one that wouldn't put him in the top. But the Kang goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The San Miguel Fire Department announced they have implemented a new HAS Alert safety cloud system. This new technology alerts drivers using navigation systems that emergency vehicles are approaching. This system requires no action from drivers. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District invites parents to attend their transitional kindergarten and kindergarten parent information night ahead of enrollment. The event will be held Tuesday, January 20th at 5:30 p.m. at the high school's Performing Arts Center. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-50s. It's 40 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
I don't think many people are aware of this, but Elvis had a twin, Jesse Garin. He was stillborn 35 minutes earlier, and that it's not revealed that much. But anyway, the Kang Elvis, he passed away there back in Memphis, August 16th, 1977. He's only 42 years old. One more to go this hour, brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.